Thinking back on the Second World War holds many memories for one man. I met Alex Varfel Saturday at an orientation for his upcoming honor flight on Tuesday. The trip will take a group of 80 World War II veterans to Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. Farfel's story is different than other veterans that will be on his flight. Leaving his native Moldova during the Nazi invasion, he fled to the Ukraine with his family. Farfel was orphaned at the age of 12 after his parents were killed, and he was given two options, to join an orphanage or join the Red Army.
As a son of the battalion, which was something that was sort of unique to the Soviet Army, where they would take orphan children in and raise them.
Farfel eventually rose to the ranks and became a colonel, but he had to sacrifice part of his identity.
He wouldn't have gotten the awards, the military awards that he got, or into the academy that he got into, if he would disclose that he was a Jew.
In 1985, he retired from the military, and within a few years, the Soviet Union fell apart. He eventually moved to Florida to be with his daughter in Orlando. Zhenya Nichols, coordinator for the Russian-American Community Center of Florida, says the honor flight out of Clearwater is unique because it's the first time they've had a Soviet veteran attending.
There was nothing indicated that it has to be an American veteran. It's World War II veteran. Bingo, we have World War II veteran here that was fighting on the Ukrainian front. He qualifies, he lives in America, he's an American citizen, you know, he was fighting.
Because Farfel is not an American veteran, Nichols says her organization had to pay his way to Washington, D.C. She hopes events like this will heal the relationship between Russians and Americans. The famous photograph of the handshake between Russian and American troops at the Elbe River on April 25, 1945, is an event Nichols wants people to remember. It was the first time both sides met on the battlefield. The Soviets were advancing from the east and Americans were advancing from the west, cutting Germany in half. This event marked the end of World War II. Although Farfel was not in Germany when the meeting on the Elbe took place, it still carries a special meaning for him. He says he hopes to live until the moment when...
So that something along the lines of the meeting on the Elbe would repeat.
Alexa Davies, WUSF 89.7 News.